Now, the buzz in Auckland, New Zealand, or to be more accurate, what's humming there. It turns out that some people in Auckland hear a sound, and it's a big enough problem that Tom Moyer, an engineering professor at Massey University in Auckland, was called in to study it, and he now joins us from New Zealand. Welcome to the program, Professor
Hello.
Moyer. And to tell us about your involvement in investigating the Auckland hum.
Well, there was a lady who rang the university. She was very frustrated because there was an annoying humming noise in her house and nobody could figure out where it was coming from, and hence we got involved.
Did you go to the house and take a listen for yourself?
Yeah, we initially just went and, of course, couldn't hear a thing. But she said, well, of course, you'll hear it better at night time. So we went back at night with recording equipment. I didn't come up with anything. And it wasn't really until I put a thing in the local paper saying, you know, has anybody heard this noise? Because I thought there must be something wrong with the lady's ears, really. And when I put that thing in the local paper, I was inundated with calls from people all over the North Shore of Auckland saying that they'd heard a humming noise.
Eventually, you were able to record this sound. And now we're going to play a bit of that recording. And I'll play this with apologies to our listeners who are driving in traffic, perhaps, or listening on a small radio, because you may not be able to hear it at all, but this is what it sounds like. Even though the sound, as we're hearing it in the recording, we're hearing it much, much amplified, even at one-tenth this level, that could be pretty annoying to hear that all the time.
Oh, it is very annoying for the people concerned. It's not annoying for me, but for those people, it drives them really up the wall, and some people have been trying to sell their houses, and they're on all sorts of tablets to keep them calm, and it's really quite bad, really.
Well, what is it? What's making the hum? Is it wind? Is that
well,
what it
is? Well, I don't think the full answer is that it's wind, but it's something that's always there. It seems to get louder when the barometer drops.
Now, we have read that there are other places on Earth, I believe Bristol in England, and I believe in somewhere in New Mexico, where people hear sounds like this. Do you know whether people hear such things in, let's say in the wild, where there isn't a great deal of construction or a lot of infrastructure under the ground?
Yes, one of the guys who rang me up from Auckland, it was from South Africa, he said it heard it for a long time, and he always thought it was something to do with the mains.
The mains being the electric current, you say?
The electric mains voltage, yes, we call it. But, I mean, a lot of people have wild theories that the mains, the electricity grid, if you like, does something to the earth and it pulsates the earth. But if that was the case, it would be pulsating at 50 hertz and 60 hertz in the United States. And it doesn't seem to be.
Tom Moyer, I gather for you this is a professional detour. You were not busily studying strange sounds before this.
No, I have a day job, which is I work on noise cancellation, really, of electrical noise cancellation. Sort of related, but I don't normally go around recording strange noises in the night.
And have you been contacted by the, I'll put it kindly, the Loch Ness Monster crowd that will have some otherworldly explanation of the sound haunting Auckland, New Zealand?
Oh, you mustn't criticize the Loch Ness Monster. She does our tourist, tourist industry.
You are a transplanted Scotsman, that's right. I forgot that.
Yeah, she's good for the tourist industry, so I wouldn't knock the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, perhaps the hum in Auckland will be good for tourism to New Zealand.
Yes, it might well be. You never know. We might get hum tourists in the future.
It's Tom Moyer in Auckland, New Zealand.